This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Shares of Apple are down nearly 4% after profits came in lower than expected, mostly due to slowing iPhone sales. We've got Josh Brown with us now. He's a financial advisor at Fusion Analytics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh, a rare bad earnings report from Apple. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I think it's important to look beyond the headline. Obviously, they didn't hit expectations, but expectations are just that. It's an amalgam of what 30 or 40 analysts had expected. If you look beneath the surface, though, what you see is, number one, the stronger U.S. dollar had an impact. Number two, Europe obviously is a drag, but they really didn't have any issues in the U.S. or China. And then there were some more technical issues, things like the mix shift changed. They sell more iPad 2s versus iPad 3s into the education channel. That's lower margin. And then they sell less iPhones because, as everyone knows, there's an iPhone 5 coming shortly, and the Apple consumer is pretty well educated. They check on stuff like that before they buy.
So, Josh, we've got a lot of companies posting earnings this week. What are these earnings telling us about the economy right now?
Yeah, I think that's really the broader story is not a good one. Because you can do a lot of things to juice earnings and to keep earnings growth going up, like productivity, like layoffs, like buybacks, et cetera, but you can't really fake revenue. And what we're seeing with the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far, we're about 75% of the way through, is about a 50% miss rate on revenue expectations. And that's pretty significant. And it's really across the board. It's almost every industry. So if you're going to worry about something, I think Apple is probably not the thing to focus on. It's the fact that demand is slowing all over the world and here in the U.S.
Josh Brown with Fusion Analytics. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.